All right, what is a setting the bar story, Kelly?
Well, it's a little example of what sure. not to do. The bar is like a little life hurdle. We're putting low to the ground thinking you can successfully just jump over it.
Yeah. Yeah, Ratatouille. Remember that movie?
I do.
That adorable Pixar movie?
Adorable, adorable little rat that could cook.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Remy.
Remy, amazing chef.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a rat swim laps in your miso soup when you're a restaurant, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's an extra ingredient I didn't need.
There's a restaurant chain named Sukiya in Japan.
Oh, gosh.
Was like, my bad. And they had to close about 2,000 locations in Japan.
Here's what I need to know. Did they serve bowls of that soup before they figured out what was in it?
So I'm assuming that since it's like a fast food chain, because I'm assuming that they ship this miso soup to all of the franchisees and the stores, right?
Okay.
So I'm assuming that Remy, our hero rat who just wanted a little taste of the miso soup.
Just wanted to do a little swim, swim.
He just wanted to taste it. That's all he wanted to do. Just make sure that. Yeah, just wanted to make sure that it was up to snuff.
A little more mushroom.
Yeah, that's right. I'm assuming that they found him at the plant where they make it.
Okay.
Because in the statement, the company apologized and they were like, you know, we're going to, in order to take measures against pests and vermin, we're going to close all 1,970 stores.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Now, they're staying.
Like permanently? Or what are we?
I think probably just to clean it all and just make sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that is a lot.
But if you remember the movie Ratatouille, Remy.
He's probably just putting some seasoning in
there. That's right. Had the best of intentions. He was you know what? As you said, needs a little bit more mushroom.
Yes.
Maybe use a shiitake mushroom.
Yes.
That would go well.
That's probably what was happening. But
when you're a restaurant chain.
No.
And you let a rat swim laps in your miso soup, you got to shut it down. You got to shut it down. So the good news is we probably have no contact with any of that from here. That story. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, there's all
sure,
sorts
all
of other stuff.
Soup around town, rat-free.
Maybe Probably. Restaurants should put that on their sign, now rat-free.
Now serving rat-free miso soup. Come enjoy.
Enjoy rat-free.
Now 100% verified. That, no rats in our miso soup.
That would be funny. It's like the business that was photographed with the C rating and yes. just put ARDS.
That's right. Yes.
It's like, you know what? Let's
gotta look at display it.
Let's look at the bright side.
We're just going to put a little lipstick on that pig.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
bit.
Now fewer rats than ever.
Right. Yeah, I don't know if that's the best
no
route to go.
All right. Anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without letting rats swim laps in your miso soup when you're a restaurant, you're doing okay.
Also, maybe don't create a new mascot for the business that is a rat.
Ah, yes. That's probably not the thing to do either.
Maybe we don't do that either.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.